It's a quarter.
What can I do for you, Rick?
Well, I would like to request a song that is a song for my ex-wife. We've been divorced 10 years, but we're still friends. We still love each other. We just don't like each other very much.
So you love each other, but you can't get along.
That's about it.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, well, we're 1,200 miles apart now, and we get along pretty well.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe you just have to have a long-distance relationship so that you're not together so much you drive each other nuts.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Now, while you're apart, are you talking? Are you relating?
Are you connecting? I talk to her on the phone 2, 3, 4 times a week, and I send her little gifts, and she sends me little gifts.
So you're in relationship and you're connecting even though you're divorced?
Yeah, well, we both know that we love each other, but there are just little things about each of us that need to be changed.
Like what?
The thing is, I believe I'm from the old school, and I believe that when it comes to decisions, big decisions, you know, you sit down, if your point of view differs from mine, I'll listen to you explain why you think your point of view is best. And then I will explain to you why I think my point of view is best. And if we still disagree, we do it my way.
Which is why you're divorced.
Right. That's
so,
part of it.
It's far better to be effective than to be right.
Yeah, I agree.
So now you have to decide which is more important, me being right and stubborn and prideful, or me being with the woman that I love.
I believe that if you truly love somebody, no matter what happens in a relationship, you will always love them.
And I wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting.
You're not, 'cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. 'Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feel like December when somebody say your name. 'Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got.
but you're not, cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today, toast to the ones that we lost on the way, cause the dreams bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Oh, yeah. Now my heart feels like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for you, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes. Everybody hurts someday. Everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is sponsored by a movie coming to theater soon. Someone Like You is the name of it. It's the perfect family movie this Easter season. It's an inspiring love story that gives us all hope. After the tragic loss of his best friend, a grieving young architect searches for her secret twin sister. My family was able to see a sneak screening, and I can't wait to see it again on the big screen. It's beautifully shot and a love story about all kinds of love. Someone Like You in theaters April 2nd. Find the trailer and the link at Delilah.com. I got this note from a listener named Terry that says, Delilah, can you help me at least get a second date? Most of my dates, after one date, they say they're seeing someone else. They say they're busy. They just aren't interested. I'm nice looking. I'm clean. My clothes are clean. I have nice shoes. I'm letting my hair grow. That makes me look better. And then I spend a lot of money on dates. I never complain. I do as I'm told, yet I've yet to be married or give my heart. Please help me, from Terry. Oh, Terry, this is an easy one. This is an easy Delilah dilemma, and I will have my response to you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe you'd see a movie by yourself, take a rejuvenating nap, curl up with a good book, catch up with an old friend, or maybe you just enjoy doing nothing for once. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you so that you can make it a priority, and therapy can help you figure that out. A therapist can guide you through the process of defining your values and understanding your priorities so you know what things you can spend your time on that really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tool.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
Ugh, I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
Hey, let's get out of here. With Audible, we could root for a lone astronaut as he tries to save Earth from disaster. Maybe go for a run with the founder of the world's biggest sneaker brand. We could get the tea on the real-life media mogul succession drama. Or find out what life is really like for an Oscar-winning actress. I mean, with Audible, we could go anywhere. There's more to imagine when we listen. Hear the latest audiobooks, podcasts, and originals at audible.com.
KCST. Do you hear me? I'm talking to you across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky. Oh my, baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams. I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again. To an island where we'll meet. You'll hear the music, feel the air. I'll put a flower in your hair.
Though the breezes through the trees are most so pretty, you're all I see. As the world keeps spinning round, you hold me right here, right now.
Lucky I'm to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again. Lucky we're in love in every way. Lucky to have stayed where we have stayed. Lucky to be coming home someday.
Right away that we're gonna house you, we're gonna feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We can never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Thank you.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Terry, who is a good-looking guy, buys clothes, nice shoes, growing his hair, spends a lot of money on dates, and never gets a second date. Terry, here's the problem. You say, I never complain, and I do as I'm told. A woman's not looking for a dog that will be obedient and go lie down when it's told. A woman who wants a partner in life wants a partner in life with a backbone, who will be true to themselves. You don't even know who you are. You're so busy trying to be what other people think you should be. Stop. True love doesn't come along because you're going to conform your personality or your spirit to match what someone else thinks you should be. You will find true love when you learn to truly love yourself. And right now, you don't even like yourself, Terry. So you need to get to the core issue. Figure out why you don't appreciate the wonderful person that God has created. Can you look at yourself and see your character strengths? When a woman is looking for a life partner, how your hair looks or what kind of shoes you're wearing matters little compared to your character. Are you kind? Are you honest? Are you determined? Do you have a plan for your life? Are you capable? Are you consistent? Are you trustworthy? Are you hardworking? Are you dedicated, devoted? Are you a gentleman? Are you passionate about your dreams? Somebody who says, I do as I'm told, isn't passionate about their dreams. They're just looking for someone to fill a void. So stop looking for someone to fill that void and figure out who you are, what your dreams and gifts and skills and talents are, and then go that direction. And trust that God is going to bring someone into your life who will fill your life with so much beauty and so much love. So stop worrying about your shoes. Stop spending a lot of money on dates. Go out for coffee, for goodness sakes, on the first or second date. Get to know somebody, but mostly, Terry, get to know yourself.